CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Hey, I just want to play some audio I came across yesterday of Serena Williams. So,
I love Serena Williams, can I say?
23 titles, greatest, one of the great, not even, don't even say greatest female athlete, just say greatest athletes in the world.
Well,
mixes with the best of them easily.
How many did we say Roger Federer has won?
He's 18.
And she's won 23.
23.
So that's putting it into perspective, because that's how great Roger Federer is.
Which is a bit of a magic sporting number when you think about it. LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Shane Warne wore 23
did
for cricket.
He?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
In the one days as well. So it's a pretty prestigious sporting number. Interesting to see Serena. I love when the celebrities, they promote things that you can buy. Normally it's
Burley, she's a big promoter of.
What's Burley?
Burley bras.
Okay. Well, there you go. So there's something that you can... It's achievable, right?
Yeah, oh, well, I need one.
Oh, well, there you go. Sporting Burley bra.
Relatable.
Thanks to Serena Williams. Exactly, relatable. I'm watching this video yesterday. I posted to her Twitter page. There's a bit of background noise that sort of interrupts it a little bit, but just have a listen to what she's selling and selling it in a way that it looks like she's just talking to everyone, like as if everyone can afford something like this.
Hey, everyone. I got this amazing jet from Jet Smarter. I'm really excited because I just finished winning my 23rd Grand Slam title down under in Australia. And now I kind of got to already go back to work. So the app has been so convenient for me. It's made my life a lot easier. I hope you check it out. But as for me, I am going to get started. Okay, bye.
It's an app for private jets. And I'm watching going, Serena, when do I ever need a private jet? Where am I going to fly a private jet
to? I like how everything in that is unrelatable. She talks about using the app to get on a private jet after just winning her 23rd Grand Slam.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, you know, when you're like me and you're flying, I've got to get some rest on my private jet. It's for Jet Smarter. It's like Uber
Jet. You know
when
jet. You're tired after you just win your 23rd Grand Slam? Yeah. You feel me?
You know when you've just, you know, you've scoffed down the caviar and it's just...
And you've hooked up with that billionaire who's the head guy of Reddit. Oh,
that's when you need Jet Smarter, guys. Your very own private jet.
I'm going to download it. I need it.
Thanks, Serena. Good tip.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Recently on this show we talked about, I think it was after we got back from holidays, we talked about a little purchase you made yourself, late night purchase.
An item that's very dear to me, dear to my heart.
Yeah.
Probably the best $35 I ever spent.
Okay, you're putting it up there.
I'd put it nearly in that category.
This was that item. We talked about it on the show.
Have a look at what I spent $32 on yesterday.
Is that a megaphone?
This is a good time. Guess what else it can do?
Oh, I've seen that. Do they do a siren sound?
Yes.
Why do they all do siren sounds?
Yeah. Best money I have ever spent.
Where's the megaphone now?
I'm just going to say.
Where is
it? Put
it
out there. I'm nearly a 30-year-old woman.
Yes.
I'm nearly in my 30s. Had it confiscated from me yesterday.
Confiscated.
It's gone.
Where?
I'm devastated
Who
about it.
Who grabbed it? Who took it off you? What happened? Because I know last I saw of it, you were walking around the station.
Being responsible.
With the megaphone.
Just
videoing it, yelling at people.
Giving announcements out.
Being distracting.
I was
being
just
annoying.
I was just letting people know that there was fresh milk in the fridge.
We know that.
And just other stuff they need to know.
So at what point did it get
Who
taken
am
off
I? You? I'm nearly 30.
I know.
And yesterday.
Childish behaviour.
I thought I'd go around and have a bit of fun.
Yeah. You're bored. And not like we have enough work to do.
Well, we were sitting around for a little while yesterday.
Yes.
We were waiting for a meeting.
Yes.
They made us wait.
Ridiculous.
So look what happens. We're irresponsible when we're made to wait.
I mean, when you have attention spans like us, what do you expect?
Exactly.
And they're not very long.
What'd you say?
Exactly.
But
what's your name again?
Anyway.
So, okay, so just tell me what happened.
The fun ended. So I'd went around the office and everyone was having a laugh, but the fun came to an end when I walked into the newsroom and I scared one of the guys who was in the newsroom.
Mm.
And I didn't realise that the news was going live to...
Live on air.
Live on air.
That's what happened.
And it was it's a megaphone.
Yeah, it's
so
loud.
It's loud. It's so loud, it obviously scared the poo-poo out of the news readers.
On the air.
Whilst they were on the air. I don't think No, our newsreaders are very professional.
Yeah.
They dealt with it.
Well, hang on. If you're getting in trouble for that, it's getting confiscated off you. Em was doing the news yesterday and you were live on air. So, and you could hear it when doing the news.
Yeah, so we were close to the end of the bulletin, so in the sport, and I have my back to the newsroom when I'm in
the booth.
Yeah,
so you couldn't even see what's going on.
So I couldn't see what was going on. And then I just heard this, I don't know, just this
big
noise
loud mouth
behind me. And I thought, I was
You'd be
so
used to
scared
hearing my loud mouth.
It just scared the life out of me.
It's a bit of a shock.
Let's hear the audio.
Okay, so this is you on the news. We want to hear if we can hear Bray or where you sort of get a bit interrupted, okay? So have a listen.
He's understood to have signed to play rugby with French club Toulon as he serves a 12-week NRL ban for a second positive illicit drugs test.
That is really audible.
I do apologise.
That is super.
I just got stumped and
after
that.
Can I just say, though, you're a professional because you just powered on.
I was trying to listen out to what on earth was going on outside and then I turned around and I realised it was you and I was so relieved. I just went, oh, thank God.
Oh,
it's
only
great.
That idiot.
It's only three.
Well, it's quite a loud booming voice and I thought those doors were pretty soundproof.
That's what I thought.
Apparently not.
It's like ours here in the studio. They're not that soundproof
either.
They're
not that soundproof.
I've got to hear just the start again just to hear Brent there.
Yeah. He's understood to have signed to play with rugby.
Hello!
Hey, it's me!
Look at me! I want attention!
Oh, worth it for a video, Bray. Worth it for a video.
Was it worth it?
It was funny.
I'd do it again.
You can't apologise.
You're going to get in so much trouble.
And then say that. Look, the news is next with Em. 13, 12, 16.
A true professional.
We apologise.
I actually am sorry. I did not mean. I did not know you were live on air.
No, it's fine. It's all for laughs.
Em's got tears in her eyes.
I'm so sorry.
Is they tears? Are they work tears?
Oh, come on. Don't try and milk it. She's fine.
I'm fine.
I'm milking.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
We are all standing in here ready for this as Bree limbs
Bring
up.
Bring it on.
For this game.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Bree and Gorby's movie bio guessing game.
Oh, it is back for 2017.
Oh, such a catchy name.
Isn't it great?
Oh, I can't believe you've come up with that.
A lot of time and thought went into that name.
Brilliant.
Seconds went into that. Seconds of my time. we got Maddie and Woi Woi this morning, my side of town. Morning, Mads.
Morning.
Come at me, Maddie. Bring it.
Oh, she's competitive.
I'm in the competitive mindset. Let's do this.
How well do you know your movies, Maddie?
Not very, but
can I just say, theme song for this, Star Wars. Oh, I'm already onto it.
You're onto it, Bree.
I'm onto it.
You're onto it. All right, let's get into it, guys. Oh. I'm going to read the plot summary of a movie. It could be any movie ever.
Okay.
Buzz in when
get
you
in
think you know what
get
movie it
zone.
Is. Here we go, guys.
All right.
I'm going to start with what I believe is an easy one.
Yep.
Bear with me while I read this for the very first time.
So much thought.
I know. After a gentle alien becomes stranded on Earth, the being is discovered and befriended by a young boy named Elliot. Bringing she's
in. E.T. Yes!
Oh, you've got to be quicker than that, Maddie. You've got to be quicker than that.
I can even do the voice. E.T.
There it is.
Sorry, Mads.
That's it.
Oh, Maddie.
I'm a winner.
Good crack at it. Good crack at it. You've got to be quick. Let's go to Crystal and carry on. Morning, Crystal.
Bring it on, Crystal.
Morning.
We're not here. Bree's not here to mess around. She's
I'm usually all for lady power, yes. But let's do this thing.
She wants the power to herself. Movie number two.
All right, here we go.
For tickets to see 50 Shades Darker, preview screening.
50 Shades Darker, is
that
the
movie? Not it. Okay. No, that's the prize. Here we go. A little bit harder, this one.
Yes.
A little boy loves to be in his room. He plays with toys, especially a doll. But what the toys do when he's away...
I'm going to say I buzzed in there first.
Bree did buzz in first. Does she know what it is?
I believe, and I watched this yesterday, Toy Story.
Okay, now there's three Toy Stories and you didn't let me finish.
Oh!
You didn't let me finish the bio. You buzzed in super early.
Okay.
So are you going to go original? Are you going
to
go number two?
I've still got a chance to win
yes,
this year.
Yes, or are you going to go number three?
Judging
yes.
from what you've said, it sounds like to me
whew, intense.
It's the original.
You're going to lock in original.
I'm going to lock in Toy Story number one, Gorndy.
What do you think, Crystal? You reckon she's got this?
Oh, I don't know.
It is the original. Oh, she's done it. She's two from two. Could have been number three. Also a very good Toy Story movie.
I've tasted the win and it feels good.
Crystal, thanks for calling the show.
Sorry, Crystal.
Appreciate your call as always. Last one, Maddie. Someone's going to beat Bree at this game right here. Come on.
And it's not going to be you, Maddie.
Come
I'm
on,
sorry.
Maddie.
I don't think I have much of a chance after how well you're going, Bree.
I'm on fire this morning.
I do like some movies.
Okay.
You do
all right,
love
all
your
right,
movies.
Come
all right,
on,
here we go. Last one. Come on.
Did you go three from three?
Come on, Maddie. Stop this three from three. It's a hot summer on Amity Island. A small community whose main business is the beaches, and a new sheriff rocks up, Martin Brody. He discovers the remains of a shark and attack victim.
Three.
Ooh, I only got two lines into that.
Believe.
There was a lot more. There was a lot more to it.
Is it Jaws?
Bree's already buzzed in. And I think she's locking in Jaws. She's got it. Bree's got it. Oh, wow. Maddie, you were close on that one, right? You knew that was coming.
I was very close.
Oh. You were a very good opponent, Maddie, but not as good as me.
Undefeated in 2017. Maddie, thanks for calling the show. I can't offer up anything this morning, unfortunately. But
oh, now I feel bad.
Well, this is what you do to people that listen to this. You've got to go in serious.
I do feel bad, but I'd rather take the win.
Of course. It's got to be done. Movie Bio Guessing Game back again soon here at CFM. You can continue your winning streak.
I'm on fire this year.
All right, calm down. Be a little bit more modest.
No, but seriously, tell me how much I'm on fire.
Yeah, it pains me to say it, but you are killing it so far.
Turn up the aircon because it's getting hot in here.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
A lot of reality TV now that 2017's kicked back into regular programming.
It is flooding the screens.
I have not watched a second of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Haven't even given it a
I cannot
chance.
Be bothered with that show.
No, what else we got? We've got Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight.
Oh,
that's
dragging
being
out.
Dragged out. And then
too
also
much.
MKR, which you know how they love to drag out that show.
Yeah, well, at one point a couple of years ago, it was, you know, going to people's houses and then there was this round.
There
and,
was
I
a
mean,
bunch
you watch
of
it,
different...
So,
restaurant rounds and then they went to someone's house and then they were back in the studio, back to houses, back to... Oh, it went forever.
And so have they condensed it down a little bit this season?
I
MKR?
Don't think so.
Are you watching it?
I'm watching it,
okay,
yeah.
You're into it.
I do. I love that show.
Okay.
I do love to cook.
So that's what it's all about for you is the cooking aspect and the stories of the people that...
I think I love to see what normal people come up with in their kitchen. That's what I like about it. It makes me think that I can do the same. Like I can cook that stuff at home.
When does this show end though? Like the X Factor. Like, how many years can it run? It's the same thing every year. I just, you know.
People love to watch other people.
Yeah,
I think that's
do.
What it's about.
They do. Interesting to find out chatting to you off air, though, which I think you have told me before, but I didn't really think too much about it or know how far you went to get yourself on the MKR show.
My mum and I,
Mama Di,
we auditioned for the show. Couple of years ago.
So you set up a camera, you filmed the whole deal.
Yeah, we put in an audition video and did the whole bit. We actually got to the last round of casting.
You guys would be great on it, if I'm honest.
I think the reason why I wanted to do it at the time was I haven't spent all that much time with my mum in the last 10 years and I thought it'd be a great thing we could do together and we get to travel around the country for free. Which
free food.
We love that.
With Manu.
We love that.
Yeah.
And my mum loves herself some Pete and Manu.
Yeah.
So. She was all about it, but yeah.
She wants a Pete Manu sandwich. That's what she'd like. I just
she
pictured
would.
That, actually.
You'll hear that in the audio. We've grabbed the audition video that we submitted a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And we've cut it down, but this is a part of the video we sent in.
This is you and Mama Di.
Yes.
I'm Bree.
I'm Di.
And we're from Country Stanton.
Round two.
I'm Bree.
I'm Di.
And we're from
Cardinals.
I'm Bree.
I'm Di.
And we're apple farmers from I'm Bree.
I'm Di. And we're apple farmers.
From Country Queensland. Mine would have been probably in grade 9 cooking class. And it was probably one of the first times that I'd really cooked by myself before and I set a massive tea towel on fire.
She has been known to set things on fire before, but...
But I recover well from it.
Oh, definitely, Pete, oh my goodness me. I might be old, but I'm not dead.
So the last question there was, who would you rather, Pete or Manu? And my mum said, oh, Pete.
Pete.
I might be old, but I'm not dead.
What is it she likes about Pete?
I don't. What does she like about any of these people that she's got obsessions about? Cameron Smith, the Hemsworth brothers, Pete from MKR.
Well, I mean, the Hemsworth brothers. That's just a given thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mama dies into
pretty
a bit
sure
of Pete Evans.
I'm pretty sure we probably wouldn't have got on the show because I'm pretty sure the producers were worried that Mum was going to stalk Pete. So
can you imagine that for a can you imagine that for a scandal on Daily Mail?
Can you imagine?
Paleo Pete, leave show for Mama Die.
It's better than a win.
Well, yeah, you can take that.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
I don't know what to think about this story. Is it real?
I don't think I'm buying it. I can't see it being real.
This is the headline of this story. Legally, I can kill him. Queen confirms. Do the math on who you think that's about.
Donald Trump. Okay, so there's an article we've found, we've been sent, that says the Queen, if President Trump, is this right, went to the UK...
Yes.
..she could legally kill him and no one can do anything.
She could kill him with a sword if she felt the need and no one could touch her.
Nobody could touch her. I mean, there's quotes from the Queen and everything. This can't be true.
I want to read out
what she
some
said.
Of the quotes yes. that the Queen has said.
Yeah.
I haven't made up my mind yet. I might do it. It's been an awful lot of years hefting that old sword without using it, and who better to christen it on? Just imagine the look on his face.
I'm calling BS. I can't see
that. That's not true.
Imagine that, though. Can you imagine that? Can we please Google? We might get in trouble for Googling this. Can we please Google, can the Queen legally...
kill Donald Trump with a sword?
The US president. I'd go with US president just to see if it's an actual thing.
There's a lot of stories reporting on it.
Also, no, is there actually?
Yeah, there's heaps.
Is there really?
Oh, here's one for BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed?
Oh, you know if BuzzFeed's covered.
BuzzFeed's on it, because at the moment all I've got is the Daily Mash.
Here we go. No, Queen Elizabeth did not say she can legally kill Donald Trump.
Well, according to
whoever's made up that story.
According to the Daily Mash, which is where they're the ones reporting the story.
That's where real stories break.
It says here, I genuinely can't think of a reason not to. Anyone? Like the Queen's asking, can anyone come up with a reason for me not to do this?
I don't know.
So, Rach, have you Googled the Queen and the US president thing out of interest?
I have.
What does it say?
It's just basically all these other stories that are reporting
about
the same thing. Yeah.
Really? We'll see now.
How old is the Queen? How old is she?
Once you punch that into Google, you could have anyone on your case now.
Your computer's being tracked.
Yeah, you'd be tracked now, I dare say.
But your computer was already being tracked for other things you've Googled.
Yeah.
Here at work, doing it at home, Rach. I told you the other day.
We know what you get up to.
Google that at home on your own time.
How old's the Queen? She's a bit sick at the moment, the Queen.
She has been
ill, she's not
hasn't
well.
She? Maybe her take on it is, pretty sick and... Going to cark it soon anyway.
We'll just go out swinging.
May as well do something that people are going to remember me for.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
We're not trying to make this a grubby topic of conversation, but when something like this presents itself, it needs to be brought up. I mean...
It's stuff that people don't usually talk about.
That's the thing.
And I get it because it is embarrassing, but the embarrassing stuff's funny.
I just can't believe it happened, truly. I honestly cannot believe a guy at the age of, 27, 28?
28.
Going out with your sister.
My sister's new boyfriend. They were dating. They'd only been together for a couple of weeks, a month. He was sleeping over and he wet the bed.
And it's never happened before. There's no track record of it.
No, he wasn't drinking the night before.
No drinking the night before. Just woke up and it was there. I cannot see how that would happen to me ever.
Now that you say that.
I know. I've jinxed myself.
You jinxed yourself. Next minute, Jamie, your fiancé, calls up. Well,
it's too late for her. We're engaged. So.
It's too late.
She's stuck with the wee boy.
Would you stay with your partner if it happened?
Or would you go? And look, can I say, we did ask Simon, your sister's boyfriend, if it was true on the radio yesterday, and here's what he said. Are the rumours true?
Oh, shamefully, yes. It's definitely happened once before, but that was definitely from drinking.
So he's had an excuse before, but not on this occasion.
Even from drinking, I can't.
I can't think of a time that I have from drinking.
After the age of two or three, then that, yeah, I'm ruled out from there. Emma's in Wyong this morning, 13, 12, 16. Morning, Em.
Morning, Em.
Good morning.
Has
Good
this happened morning. To you before, Emma?
It has happened to me, yes. I've wet the bed, and then a few weeks later, my husband wet the bed.
Oh, so you've done it in unison.
Dude, I'm like, really?
Were you embarrassed?
Oh, I was horrified because it hasn't happened to me since childhood.
Can you explain
it?
It
was okay with it.
Is it unexplainable? Yeah. You just don't know? I mean, can
Were you drinking the night before?
Yeah.
No, no. Although I did have a UTI, so.
Oh, God. Jeez.
And then she gave it to her husband.
Oh, this is what we get it.
I am.
This time of the day. Thanks, Em.
And obviously they stayed together because they're both in the same boat.
We've got an interesting call here. Our producer, H.
Your boyfie.
Yes.
Jacob has called through for the first time. Morning, mate.
Morning.
Morning, Jake.
Morning.
There he is.
Oh, this is interesting that you'd call for this, Jake. Has this happened with you and Rochelle?
No, it hasn't happened yet.
Yes. What do you mean yet? He's just covering all these bases.
Preempting. Good by you. But you guys, I believe, from what I know, you've had a conversation about this topic, whether you'd stay or whether you would go from
and
a
Jake,
relationship.
Would you stay or would you go?
Oh, look, with our great producer, Rachel, I have to say, there's no doubt about it.
Oh, that's love.
Oh, look at the love on Rachel's face. I mean...
Now, let's ask the question back to producer Rach.
If Jake
went to bed, would you stay?
Would you stay with him?
Or would you go?
I'd stay with him.
Oh, what about number twos?
Oh,
I wouldn't clean it, but I'd stay with him.
I'm not buying any of it. I'm breaking up with everyone.
I'm out.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
Cutest call we've had this year so far is Grace, four-year-old.
Favourite caller of the year, I'd go as far as saying.
We chatted to Grace yesterday and she called us up and she wanted to chat to us because it was her first day of big school yesterday. And we wanted to follow it up with Grace just to see how big school went. Hello, morning, Grace.
Morning, Gracie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh,
how are you?
Good.
How was your first day of big school yesterday? We'd love to know.
Good, and I got to play with a Smurf and play in the strawberry, and I got somewhere to play in my school dress, and we got to play in the stalk in the leaf green, just with
that's,
a pen.
Oh, that's so amazing. Cool. That's so great. If one of you is
then
your
mum. Then I got to play of in.
Okay. Your dad's there. Can he
translate that?
Just let us know. What...
It's my children and...
Hang on, they need to know what you're saying. She's just very excited.
Yes.
And it's all mushed in.
It's all mushed in, is that
it? Hello.
Miss Selby.
And Miss Selby.
You made... Oh, so you met your teacher.
And
some friends? Yeah.
Did you make some new friends?
Yeah.
So cute.
Hey, do you know how to write yet?
I know how to write my name.
Oh, well done.
I wasn't expecting
well
that.
Done,
that is amazing, Grace.
I mean, Grace, it's 2017. You don't need to write. It's all about Facebook Messenger and stuff these days. So.
Stay home and just stay on the iPad, Grace.
Hey, can we chat to Mum and Dad?
Mama, Dad, when you think or say yet or to yet.
Okay. Was she just speaking in another...
She counted to ten in Spanish.
I was going to say, I know that because I know a bit of Spanish. I was like, that sounded like you were counting to ten.
Is there
amazing.
A Spanish background there?
There is.
Okay.
That's amazing.
I was going to say...
I was her age, I was saying all the Italian swear words, so similar.
Oh. Hey, how did you guys feel as parents dropping Grace off for her first day of big school?
Yeah, I was fine. I looked at Sarah Bethlehem and said... So how are you? And she goes, I'm fine. Natural progression.
They went to the pub at 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's great.
I was fine and everything, but when I actually went to pick her up and were there waiting with the other parents to pick her up, and then when I actually saw her come out, I did actually get a bit teary.
Right.
But I had to, like, I'm not going to cry. Not going to cry.
Held it together.
Didn't in the morning, but in the afternoon.
She sounds like a very independent young lady, Grace, so it doesn't sound like she needs your help much at all. Just goes about it.
Doesn't.
That's great.
It sounds like the next Prime Minister of our country.
Well, that would be good to see. Hey, thanks for calling our show, guys. We appreciate it and hope...
Keep us up to date throughout the year.
Yeah.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Grace.
Grace. cutest. It's going to be hard to top that in the cuteness.
That makes
department.
Me want to have children.
Does it?
Yep.
Won you over.
I'm clucky again.
Yep.
Yeah.
You just got to find that
I might
person
just...
to. Well, we've talked about, you know, because we've been doing the show now for 3-4 years.
Oh, that's right.
We've often joked about it. We need a show baby because shows have, you know, other shows have kids to talk about. We've got none.
Who's giving birth to it, me or producer Rach?
Rach can be surrogate.
Yeah, she does it. She does everything else.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
Something that I love is Movember. I love when all the guys get involved and they grow their seedy mustaches.
Do you like that?
I think it's a great cause and it's doing it in a fun way that, you know, does raise awareness because people obviously ask, why have you got a mustache?
Exactly, yeah. And a lot of guys get behind it too, so.
Yeah, it's a really good
through,
one.
To cut through.
There's something that they've started in the last 12 months that is kind of like Movember, but it's for females. And it's a new national campaign to raise money to fight violence against women and domestic violence that's happening in our country. And it's called February.
February.
Get hairy in February.
Okay, and so I'm guessing it is what it is. You grow your underarm hair and
legs,
Everything,
everything.
Right.
So it's no legs, shame. Underarm hair to raise awareness about domestic violence, which is a big problem in our country at the moment.
So just another month for you, Rach.
Yeah, you need to get onto that, Rach.
Sorry.
There's like nothing.
Oh,
there.
Whoa.
We'll
Chewbacca.
Wow.
No, it is a good one. And I thought, you know, having this platform, it's a great thing that we have, Rach, where we can get on board something like this and get involved and grow our leg hairs.
Keen?
Yeah. Come on, Rach.
When you're raising money for charity.
I like the cause behind it. So
if
yeah,
you're looking up stats about domestic violence in Australia, on average at least one woman is killed a week by a partner or former partner in Australia, which is just craziness.
Mm.
And one in five women has experienced sexual violence and also one in four Aussie women have experienced physical or sexual violence by an intimate partner.
You have to wonder how these men are raised when you hear stuff like that.
It's hard. They're hard statistics to read.
Mm.
They really are. But I really want to get involved in this and we'll keep you updated. We should take before and after photos.
Yeah, do that.
Can I shave before the before photo?
Yeah, I've already went like 2 weeks.
Like I said, Rach, just another month for you. So you just... no, but... Well, look, if you're going to do it, you have to do it properly. You have to sign up because the guys that do in Movember, they have a page.
Yeah.
They promote the page. They want people to donate. So you've got to go about it in that way.
We're going to do that. We'll set up a page. We'll promote it on the CFM Facebook page. We'll keep you up to date and get involved. Raise some money for a great cause.
Where do people go? What do they
do? People can go to the website february.com.au.
Okay, and you can keep an eye on our page as well. We'll get you guys up there. Rach is having kind of second thoughts in a way.
We'll turn into the Bigfoot.
Because your boyfriend's moving away, so...
Yeah. And she said off air when I told her, do you want to get involved with me in this? And Rach said, oh, well, my boyfriend is going away this weekend. So it's
how's it going to be when you go visit him in Darwin, though, later this month, and it's in full effect? How's that going to go?
Yeah, I might have to postpone the visit until after February so I can look.
Knowing
good.
Your boyfriend, he likes that stuff. So.
He said earlier this morning when we talked about if he'd stay with you, if you wet the bed, he said he'd stay with you.
Yeah.
So
you could rock up there with a full face of beard and he'd still...
Well, thankfully, I can't
as you
grow
said,
a full beard.
That's what
just,
you think.
Just another day for it.
Exactly. All right, we'll get on to that. We'll see how much money we can raise this month.
And if you want to get on board, call us anytime, 13 12 16, and help us raise awareness about this important cause in Australia.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
I don't mean to turn this into the reality TV half hour or anything.
It is.
But I know we sort of have talked a bit about reality TV, but I just want to talk quickly about... Married at First Sight.
That punished to sit through last night. God, they dragged it out.
For anyone that's been watching it, they do drag it out
and they
too
put
much.
In
I
little,
can't watch.
They put in little scenarios to make it longer, don't they?
This is what I'm starting to wonder with this show because I remember in the first season of Married at First Sight, it felt kind of real in a way. So they did try and match
raw.
Up. It was raw and they rocked up and they, you know, they did the marriage thing and then the show unfolded from there. But I just feel like they're throwing things in there now. To make
they're making it
good
up.
TV. Like, what about they're promoting A Runaway Bride coming up this week?
I know.
As if the producers haven't gone, oh, do you reckon you can do a runner for
us? Just be real. There's nothing worse than fake stuff.
Exactly. And last night they had a broken down car.
Come on.
Come on. You tell me the car broke down.
It was an old car.
And a ring in the toilet.
The ring in the toilet.
I've grabbed the audio here from the show.
The acting was horrific.
I've got to hear the acting from the girls dropping the ring in the toilet.
So this was Eleni and her best friend.
No one could have watched this last night and thought, oh, my God, the ring's so
real. And they
so
just
real.
Happened to went to the toilet together. The cameras were there and she dropped the ring in the toilet.
Have a listen to their acting. Oh,
you all right?
The wedding ring.
Oh, my God.
Down the toilet?
No.
Yes. That's not a good sign.
Did you wee before that?
No. I was trying to lift
it. Do you want me to help you get it out? We can get it.
I need like a fork or something.
That's a bad sign. I'm sorry. No. I don't care that I knew his name. I thought it was Simon.
I need like, because I was lifting my skirt up and it just got tangled.
My whole energy thing's off.
Don't say that. I need a fork. Just give me a fork.
Oh my God. Okay.
I need something to get it out.
I'll get you something to get the ring out of the toilet. The ring's in the toilet.
I can't believe this.
Amazing.
Oh, well done on the act. That's going to get you a job.
That's an Academy Award.
That is a job on Neighbours if I've ever seen it.
That's an amazing job. Hey, let's see if we were on the show, because you're getting married soon and I'm going to be your groomswoman.
No, you're not.
And I'm campaigning to be your groomswoman. It's going to happen. Let's reenact it and see if we were on that show, Married at First Sight, and the producers came to us and they said, hey, guys, the show's boring as all hell.
Yeah, we need something.
Can you drop the ring in the toilet and reenact it?
All right, so it's my ring, right?
It's your ring.
So my ring's dropped into the toilet.
Yes.
Okay. And
action.
Oh, my God, Bree, the ring.
What?
It's in the toilet. You wouldn't believe this.
You've dropped it in the toilet?
It's in the toilet. I was adjusting my pants and now it's in the...
It's a really bad sign, Gaundy.
Do you mind putting your hand in and getting it out? Because it's my wedding day. I shouldn't have to put my hand in the toilet to get the ring. So...
I am your groomswoman and I am willing to do that for you.
It will get you one step closer if you do.
Look at this. I've got a bag here.
Oh, wow. Convenient.
Bloop.
Why is it on your opposite hand and not the one in the toilet?
I live on the edge.
Scene, yes. About as good as the acting skills from last night.
The producers from Married at First Sight. Want to get in touch?
Not with us, I mean. Could you imagine if you... Well, I'm standing there and I don't know who the bride is and you get out the car.
Well, that's not an option.
It'll be runaway groom. I mean, bye.
We know each other.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.